Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There could be a leadership shakeup in store for congressional Democrats because tomorrow, House Democrats vote on who will be the House Minority Leader. California's Nancy Pelosi has held that job for 13 years, which included 4 years as House Speaker when the Democrats were in the majority. Now, she's being challenged by Ohio's Tim Ryan. And Ryan has picked up the endorsement of Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch, who called this month's presidential election results an, quote, epic failure and another lost opportunity for the Democratic Party. Congressman Lynch joins us now on the line from Washington. Congressman, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Great to be with you, Meghna.
So tell us more about why you're supporting Congressman Ryan over Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I think we need to expand our focus a bit. I think the epic failure in the most recent election is that the issues that were most foremost in people's minds, I think, as far as working families, were traditional issues that the Democratic Party has championed for generations. And we lost when those issues were prominent. And we had someone like Donald Trump and the Republicans, you know, take that away from us. I think we talked very little about it in the campaign. There was a different strategy out there, but in the end, I think of late we have become a narrower focused party, and that we've forgotten our roots. That when people are going to work every single day and need our support, millions of families haven't had a raise in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions were right for us to win, and so, but we did not have a forceful and meaningful argument to inspire a lot of families that and a lot of workers who actually went for Donald Trump and went for the Republicans instead of us. So, I think we've become a narrower party, of the elite.
Congressman, let me ask you. I mean, I think your view is shared by others. This is a very vital conversation going on right now within the Democratic Party. But say we don't know how the vote's going to go tomorrow. But say Congressman Ryan does win. Can he or whomever becomes or is the leader of the House Democrats do what you're saying, which is essentially recapture a lost base, in your words, that the Democrats once had, and also while also not alienating those folks who are still with the party now?
Oh, I absolutely think so. I mean, we're having a speaker, well, a leader's election. I think that what Tim Ryan's candidacy is based on is that, it's the difference between San Francisco and Youngstown, Ohio, and we're arguing that the economic struggles of average Americans is a unifying theme that captures people of all races and creeds, and it does not simply compartmentalize the Democratic Party. It's really one that hopefully will unify us in a way that carries a broader appeal and really gets people to think about the our collective destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just individual issues as compelling as some of them might be.
Individual issues, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think that we have long been the Democrats have been long been champions of oppressed people, and I think we talk a lot about that. We talk a lot about trending issues, but we in this last election, we talked more about free-range chicken than we talked about American workers. You know, I think that if you're going to name individual groups that you're trying to draw in, for instance, you know, with Hillary Clinton, and I know that Mark Lilla wrote about this a couple of weeks ago in the New York Times.
He wrote about identity politics, that's
right. Yeah, he did. And he talked about at the campaign stops when, you know, she would reach out to, you know, Latinos or you know, immigrants that were trying to become citizens or African-American families or the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, transgender people, and she would call them out during her stops to identify, you know, with them and their struggle, but never mentioned, you know, white workers who might be, you know, 12% unemployed in that given location in Michigan or elsewhere. And when you call out to all these groups in your campaign stops and you leave other groups out, then they come to the belief that you don't care about them.
So Congressman, let me jump in here. Forgive me, because I think what you've hit on is the core, one of the core, you know, areas of self-examination that the Democratic Party is absolutely going through right now. Because you're right, that op-ed in the New York Times got a lot of attention. Essentially, he was just saying, like, the party has focused too much on, you know, in his words, quote-unquote, identity politics for marginalized groups and not enough on what you were talking about. But the flip side to that, and I got to ask you this, is hasn't the Republican Party been practicing a form of white identity politics for generations now? And we just saw the height of that in this past election, that is exactly what they were doing, but for, you know, white working class workers. It was the same thing, identity politics for them.
But we left the perfect opportunity for them to grab the independents and the working class people that have been our base and should have been with us. They, you know, they've got their shtick, and it has never been about fairness for working people, and an opportunity for you know, people that are trying to achieve the American dream. They've been, you know, the more elitist party, you know, in terms of growth in this country, and we've always, and that's my point. My point is that we let them take away that group that has been with us forever, and that really is our traditional base, by never talking about them. We've got to convince them that we do care about them and that we're in their corner. And we didn't do much of that. Mm-hmm. We didn't. There was a conscious decision to work on some other issues and tie Republicans to Trump. And, you know, talk about the lack of experience and all that, which was factually correct, but it didn't really inspire people. And we, you know, it was a change election, and we were pounding away at how much better experienced and what a better resume and how someone was, you know, Hillary was much better qualified. But this was a change election, and we got our head handed to us in the election. And
right.
You know, so what I think Tim Ryan from Youngstown, Ohio brings is a perspective that I think resonates with a lot of working people that are struggling of all colors, of all creeds, you know, and I think it's a unifying theme. A lot of America hasn't had a raise in a very, very long time, and those people should be with us. Those are issues that we've been talking about for a long time. We're talking about raising the minimum wage. We're talking about preserving, you know, Davis-Bacon so that, you know, you can't undermine the wages of workers in a given region by bringing in workers from another region. We're the ones that are talking about, you know, fair labor standards and trying to, lift workers and help them in these difficult times.
Well, Congressman, I'm afraid I'm going to have to wrap it up with you there because I know we've got to let you go. But Congressman Stephen Lynch, you represents the 8th District of Massachusetts, speaking with us today from Washington, where tomorrow House Democrats will be voting on Democratic leadership there, and Congressman Lynch has thrown his support behind Ohio's Tom Ryan. Congressman, thank you.
Tim Ryan,
my fault.
There's a couple of Ryans running, so I don't want to get mixed up.
Tim Ryan, thanks so much for the correction there, Congressman. Thanks again.
Thank you, Magna. Bye-bye now.